My name is Tamara Jackson. I'm 17 years old. Today is July 6th. It is a Monday, and I am speaking with my best friend and classmate, Emily Martinez. This interview is taking place in San Antonio, Texas. So, Emily, how have you been with everything going on?
I've been doing pretty good with this whole COVID-19 thing, just trying to keep calm, stay safe, and keep the family safe.
So, during this quarantine, have you been outside at all to pass the time?
No, not necessarily.
Well, what do you mean necessarily?
I mean, I take out my dog every now and then. Mm-hmm. So I get some outside action, but before my action was different.
So, like, the difference between you going outside, like, now during this pandemic and you going outside before quarantine when everything was just, like, fine. Like, there is a huge difference. Would you say that there's, like, a big difference?
Yes.
Well, what are some, give me some examples of some big changes that have happened because of this pandemic.
Well, I mean, I've always kind of just been a homebody, but the difference is we were always going to school before then, so that was me getting out, and that was me expressing my outdoorsness, and yeah, taking out the dog and going on walks and on runs, but it seems that that's been limited to less now, considering we're not going to school, and I take out my dog only to go get the mail, so she goes with us when we go take out the mail. So that's our outdoorsiness.
So was it a hard time? Did you have a hard time adjusting to that since you were like always going outside to go to school, going on walks and runs with your dog to like this, like barely going outside?
What was the question?
Was it a hard time to adjust to this difference?
Not really, because I love being at home. I love being in the comfort of my own home. So having limited amount to go outside, like being limited to that, it's pretty good. I was really not used to it already, but it was normal at the same time. Because going to school was, like, the only going outside. So moving to inside school in your own home, it's pretty easy.
So you've made it very clear that you're a homebody and you're very comfortable with kind of being isolated and just staying at home. So because of this pandemic and how you're always inside now, has it made you more comfortable being isolated with yourself, or has it made you kind of want to socialize more?
It's actually made me want to socialize more. I've been having dreams about going out with my friends and like going to school and having a normal day at school, or going to the mall and having mall trips. I'm used to being able to have that option. Like, oh, I'm going to go over to this person's house. And now you can't really do that because you want to be safe and you don't want to get anyone sick and spread germs.
I get that. Because, I mean, just like me, I'm really homebody. And if I can isolate, I will. But now that it's been mainly isolation, I'm like, I kind of want to go out. And I want to hang out with my friends. But I can't because we got to be safe. We got to social distance.
It's so, the not having option that makes it worse.
Yeah. So, you haven't been really going outside. But you've been dreaming about going outside.
Oh, yes.
With your friends. Well, has there been like anyone or anything in your life that's made you want to go outside? I mean, maybe it's your dreams, maybe it's you talking to somebody, but has there been anything in your life that's like, yeah, I really want to make it like my plan to go outside more after everything is calmed down and safe?
Actually, yes, my family is very emotional. So whenever we call and talk to each other, they're like, oh, well, we used to go to the movies all the time. we miss going to the movies with each other, and we don't want to go now, even though it's open. It's just not safe. Like, we want to keep our distance, and we want to be safe, and that's the whole thing. So the fact that my family is so emotional, it makes you, when this is all over, hopefully when it's over soon, mm-hmm. like, you want to appreciate more of that time you have together, because it doesn't always last forever, especially right now. It seems like it's going on forever.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. I want to kind of just, like, summarize it. This pandemic, this quarantine, hasn't really had a negative effect on you. Like, there has been, like, some moments where it's made you just, like, a little bit crazy, but overall, it's made you want to socialize more. It's made you appreciate all the things that you used to do, and it's making you, like, ready to get back out there.
Oh, yeah, you are 100% correct.
Okay, that's good. That's, I think everybody should listen to what you said and really look at it that way. I think that is really cool. I'm glad that this is how you're taking it, because I'm sure that our other classmates are losing their mind, not being outside. But that's awesome. I'm happy to hear that. That's thank you for answering these questions. I'm glad I was able to get your opinion on this and everything going on. And yeah, just thank you. I appreciate the time.
Of course.